WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
Hello, this is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430, also heard on 102.9 FM and www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com in the future as a podcast, as always live from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. This is going to be a good show. We're excited. We have a Machine Gun Mustache here with us this evening. What's going on, Machine Gun Mustache?
Hey, how's it going?
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Well,
you guys look good.
We're excited. We didn't prepare for that question.
How are you?
We dressed up for tonight.
That is the first question of any small talk conversation, and you weren't prepared for it.
I know. Jeez, we had everything else
what about,
ready.
let me rephrase. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Gracias. Very nice.
If only we did the whole show in Spanish.
Or not. That wouldn't go well for me.
It wouldn't go well for you?
No, not at all.
You think maybe by...
That was the extent of my Spanish.
This is episode 99.
It is.
Pretty much.
Kind of.
Label-wise, anyway.
Well, on the podcast,
on
maybe.
On the 99th podcast.
It's the 99th podcast.
So we had some technical difficulties last week, so John DeLuca will be back on the show. If you listen to the podcast from last week, it has his music and some other rich music and... a brief synopsis of what we talked about last week with him. And he will be back on in April, so check it out. Check it out. So let's go around and introduce you guys. Who do we got here? Who are you people?
My name is Tyler Williams, a.k.a. Tylarius.
Tylarius.
I am Emmanuel the Liberator.
Is that a given name? Or is that...
Kind of.
His parents were hippies.
Yeah. Oh, so the given last name, birth last name, or...
Yeah, I was adopted by hippies.
Okay, that's fair.
That makes sense.
Evan, aka Easy Money.
Okay.
You're just supposed to say your nickname, not your regular name.
Oh, Easy Money. Nice to meet you.
Oh. Thanks for clearing that up.
I'm Justin Incredible.
And I'm T Streets.
Well, fantastic. Over there we have C Nell.
Nice.
You know, Doc. Hey. Doc. You guys want to know my rap name?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't rap. It's Delicious Silent Hyphen in parentheses.
Oh Lord. We went over this last night.
It's got a hyphen, but it's silent, so that's in parentheses at the end.
And in brackets.
That's catchy.
In brackets. That's catchy. It's how it's spelled. So guys, glad to have you joining us. So we're gonna be hearing some tunes off your most recent album, correct? And then some new ones as well.
Actually,
No songs
off the most recent. These are all brand spanking.
These are all brand new songs tonight.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm excited.
We're very glad to be having you play only new songs.
Whoa!
Where did that
go? Whoa, that was booming, booming and boisterous. Say that again.
God.
We're very glad to hear that.
Exactly. My thoughts exactly.
Sean got a new microphone. It's exciting.
So it wasn't really turned up too loud. He was just really, really excited.
Mm-hmm. That too.
I'm also listening to the radio station through the other means.
What do you mean?
Like, from hearing it out there and hearing your actual voice through the building.
Oh, really? No headphones?
No headphones.
So that's going to get interesting.
Raw-dogging it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you hearing okay so far?
Yeah, I can hear you and Chanel just fine.
Stop shouting, Sean.
I can hear you and Chanel just fine.
It's like the opposite of talking to somebody with headphones on.
Right.
When you're talking to somebody through microphones who does not have headphones on, who is hearing you through walls. You don't need to yell.
I can only read your lips.
You can only read my lips?
And I can hear you kind of.
Okay. What'd I just say?
What did you just say?
Very good. This is going to work out.
This is going to be okay. We're going to get through this, guys.
All right, guys. We are going to take a short break, and we're going to be back with some live tunes and talking to Machine Gun Mustache. But right now, this is the Dream Machine with I Want It here on Radio Rubber Room.
You're listening to Radio Rubber Room. Make sure you follow us at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Or better yet, write Facebook, request a love button specifically for our page because like just isn't strong enough a word. Enjoy the show.
Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. Now he's back to inseminate your hearts and fellate your minds. New from Spoofco's Aluminium Collection, Sean S. Austin I's Oral Sounds. You will find it hard to believe that all of these sound effects came from the facehole of an average human being. Each box set includes sounds like car accident.
Oh my god.
Tsunami. Submarine sonar. French person.
Bonjour.
Cardboard being cut with scissors. Police radio chatter. Medieval sword fighting.
Ching, 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 ching.
And drums. So amazing. Download each soul-captivating sound effect as an MP3 for only $9.95 each. Or purchase the complete box set of Sean's Oral Sounds and receive a free pumpkin carving kit and plastic paring knife. Sean S. Austin I makes noises with his mouth. New from the Spoofco Aluminium Collection.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist.
Who
will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah.
Baby is so badass.
24/7 care. There will be no teddy bears.
No nap time.
No coddling.
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby in the shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallowing,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuse,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah!
Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself, only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah! Face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
One baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available.
Pre-birth training.
Punch, punch, punch.
Punch, kick.
Punch,
punch, kick.
Head punch.
Scream.
Scream,
yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To the max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a Class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're gonna inject protein shakes directly into their chest.
Protein shakes
directly into your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. But when my hand's on a bush, birds? What birds?
So this first song is it's called "Don't Lie to Me," and it's about a girl I was in love with a few years ago who was perfect in every way. It's beautiful and talented with the boobs, and she's perfect in every way except she lied about basically everything. She also had a stealing problem, so I guess that's two things. But I wrote her this song called "Don't Lie to Me" to show her how much it meant, and I played it for her, and it worked because at the end she said the first honest thing that she'd ever said to me. She said, "Emmanuel, I've been cheating on you and I'm leaving." This song is called "Don't Lie to Me." You guys ready?
Yep.
One, two, three, four.
Don't lie to me.
and she will capture your heart. You best be careful, it will be a disaster, and she will tear it all apart. Oh, no!
Machine Gun Mustache with Don't Lie to Me here on Radio Rubber Room. And I guess we already got the explanation of the song. So the first honest thing she said to you?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, very nice, guys. So that's a brand new one. A brand new one, not on any album yet.
It will be. It'll be on the next one.
It'll be on the next one. So let's talk about a little bit about the last one, the one that's out there now. So it's called The World's Gonna End.
Yes.
And I actually didn't enunciate that right. There was no at the end of the gun.
World's gone.
World's gone and, yeah.
Gonna,
and we were clearly wrong about that.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Like, so that was before the last end of the world.
Right. The most recent one, yeah.
Were you guys banking on that?
Oh, God, yes.
Lost a lot of money.
Lost a lot of money. Me too, man. I went out the night before and just blew it all.
Yeah. So our next album is going to be called We're Sorry About All That Toilet Paper You Bought.
And canned goods and etc. And machine gun mustaches. And yeah. Machine gun mustaches.
Mostly machine guns.
Yeah, exactly.
I think toilet paper is the best thing to invest in the end of the world situation.
I would say machine guns. I would argue machine guns.
I think toilet paper is a solid lock on any given day.
I could trade probably like 10 rolls of toilet paper for one machine gun after that.
See, I disagree. I disagree, because if the world's going to end, making an investment in the future is pretty not logical.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because so there is no future.
Well, at least I'll be able to keep clean in the Derriere region.
Well, I think it depends on how the world's going to end. I mean, are we talking like zombie apocalypse, or are we talking like astronomical? Like
it's over.
It's over, like there is no world.
Because then there will be no more toilet. That'll be gone, too.
Because, I mean, I think at that point, your best investment is bourbon, and you just...
Yeah.
Have a good last night.
Actually, scratch the toilet paper and the gun. I'll take the bourbon.
And with a name like Machine Gun Mustache, it's hard with like everything that's going on in the world right now. Like it's huge in this country right now. Mustache control. How do you guys feel about mustache control?
It's a big problem in Richmond.
I think it's a constitutional right.
Now the biggest mustache you like. Who is your favorite mustache of all time? Do you have one?
Oh, gosh. I'm partial to Dolly. I like that one.
Tom Selleck.
The big, bushy, pointing straight out of the face kind of mustache.
Yes. Vincent Price wasn't bad either.
That's a good call.
A bad one. I'm a Hulk Hogan kind of guy.
There you go.
Oh my god, my grandma saw him in a grocery store yesterday.
Oh really?
What?
She lives by him.
She's their neighbors.
That's kind of awesome.
They actually drove together.
They hang out.
No, Hulk Hogan was actually more of a Fu Manchu. That's a mustache, right? That's not a, it's not a full beard.
Yeah, yeah, we're not that.
Japanese mustache.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Japanese mustache. Fu Manchu. Right?
Yeah, you're right. That was very accurate. Thank you.
There's actually 8 kinds of mustaches recognized by the International World of Beard and Mustaches.
Okay.
And the Dali is one of them.
He got his own of 8? One of 8?
The Dali is a specific genre.
What about the Burt Reynolds?
Nope.
He doesn't have his own?
Nope.
That's what he's known for.
Mm-mm.
No?
He has one of these other 8. The Natural, the English, the Dali, the Handlebar, the Wild West, the Fu Manchu, the Imperial, and the Freestyle.
Wow. Ooh,
Freestyle. Named after Jeff Freestyle.
Now, if that was related to swimming, that would be the most boring.
Mm-hmm. My favorite mustache is Clyde Snidely's from Rocky and Bowwinkle.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Haven't heard that name in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Now, which one does Burt Reynolds fall in, the Natural or the...
I guess he has kind of like a Dolly, I would say.
No,
just like a caterpillar.
Yeah, I mean, I've always called that the porn stash.
I mean, what does the Hitler count as? That's always not
the Hitler. He's the only one that's had it since.
Except for Charlie Chaplin.
Really poor chosen Halloween costume, probably.
Charlie Chaplin. Why don't we call it the Chaplin?
Yeah, can we do that?
I mean, we should just start trying to reclaim it.
Reclaim it? Yeah. Why should he have that?
Charlie Chaplin was first. Yeah. Hitler actually, when Hitler had the mustache, they would be like, "Oh, nice mustache." He'd be like, "Yeah, it's the Chaplin."
That's very true. You want to do? You want to maybe make that a campaign? It's the Chaplin now.
The
make
Chaplain.
It, make it.
Bring it back.
It's you know, let's get past that.
It's the Chaplin.
The Chaplin now. All right, guys. So you guys do have the album out. The world's gonna end. Where is that available for people to find?
Our house
and listen to.
Yeah. We've got a Bandcamp, machinegunmustache.bandcamp.com.
So they have to come to your house to log on and download.
They do,
it.
Yeah. You have to use.
That's
yeah, they have to use our computer. Okay. We had a bunch of hard copies. We sold out. I'm sure we're gonna
sold out.
Some. Yeah.
How many did you go through?
A thousand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, is there a cost for it on the Bandcamp?
It's a name your own price, so yeah. Be generous.
If you email us with a compliment, we will give it to you for half price.
Hmm. Yeah. For half price?
Yeah. Yes.
Name your own price, -$10.
Oh, God.
Good one.
They've never heard that one before, you can tell.
Give me the $10 and I'll download it.
I don't think you can enter that in the thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be. I think it's. You can only enter numbers.
Integers of positive.
Well, yeah, I guess you can
only
enter
positive
the negative.
Positive integers.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll work, but you can try it, Sean. It wouldn't be a nice move.
And only integers, not 77 cents?
We promised we wouldn't talk about math tonight.
Okay, no math.
Now, was that out of consideration for Sean and his condition?
Now, so as far as the name of your own price, how many people have been naming a reasonable price? You got any, like, outrageous ones?
Well, not price. We've got some outrageous. We've got, like... I think we had someone buy one in Greece or something.
Yeah, I think our biggest sellers awesome. Are like Bosnia and Greece and Eastern Europe. We have a lot of fans over there.
I mean, that's not a lot. It's just occasionally we have like a random sale to someone.
Are you guys marketing over there pretty heavily?
No. I know. No.
I did a Christmas CD. over there.
We bought a hot air balloon, and it's probably out there still somewhere.
Do you think they're ordering it thinking they're going to get something else? And then they're like,
oh maybe. Oh, I didn't even think about
that's
that.
That's hilarious.
Like
they're actually trying to order machine gun mustaches.
That would make more sense than the domain of Eastern Europe.
We're part of an FBI sting right now.
I think we should make like our own mustache on tonight's show, like the 9th category, and call it the machine gun mustache. And it's like a half Fu Manchu on one side, and it's a handlebar on the other.
I can get into that.
So it's like,
cool. You guys know that?
It's got a little, you could have a little stock, like a little chop.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, guys. Well,
one fact about mustaches.
We do have to take a break, but don't you worry. We're going to be back with more Machine Gun Mustache here on Radio Rubber Room. Right now, this is Dane Ferguson with Wake Me When You Leave here on Radio Rubber Room. Did I mention that?
Radio Rubber Room.
think that I look outside my window and drift away from where I lay. Begin to pretend.
Pickled cucumber is a pickle, but nothing else pickled is a pickle. What a pickle. Pickled eggs aren't pickles. Pickled pig's feet aren't pickles. What a pickle. I like pickles.
Great battle axe of agony! As soon as we get to the pool, it starts to rain.
Oh, devil, you worry too much. Weather change!
God, your abs look magnificent.
Thank you. Now check out this triple backflip.
You are always showing me up, God.
Why don't you take your t-shirt off and jump in?
You know, as soon as I hit the water, it's going to boil away, and I'll just be standing there looking like an idiot.
Don't worry about it. I'll just summon more water and turn it into wine.
Good Lord. It's not even noon, man.
You're ugly.
Mock me and have your body ravaged by giant octopus monsters. Come over here, you little brat.
Hey, you, with the t-shirt on. Yo, no running, bro.
Do you have any idea who I am? I'm the Dark Lord Beelzebub. I will summon a legion of acid-spitting demon babies on your ass.
That's it, brah. You're out of here.
That's preposterous. Fireball!
Not another burning lifeguard situation. Miracle! Satan, what's wrong? You don't usually shoot fireballs at innocent.
Innocent? You and I both know that lifeguard is going to hell.
Satan, you're not being honest with yourself.
Oh, Lord God, you are all-knowing. The armies of flaming dinosaur skeletons just aren't tormenting souls like they used to.
Have you tried talking to them?
No! They are invalids!
Well, maybe if you showed them that you care, get them a gift.
Thanks, God. I'll stop at Crank and Barrel on the way back to hell! You know how they love scented candles.
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and
I guess it's that time of the month again. It's gonna be a long week.
Not this time, it's not. Like most of life's problems, there's always a little pill that can fix them. And this time is no different. New from the scientist at Spoofco comes Mandol.
Mandol? What's that?
Mandol is a little pill that will solve all of your menstruation problems. Mandol is a carefully crafted blend of heavy sedatives and mild hallucinogens that will make you completely oblivious to the symptoms of your significant other.
Wow, that sounds like a lifesaver.
Oh, it's a lifesaver, all right. The red kind. When that emotional floodgate opens, Mandol is there to turn the sounds of bitching and moaning into a beautiful siren song.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and you're such an amazing man. Let me make you a sandwich while you watch the game. La 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 la.
God bless you, Spoofco.
You're welcome. Get your Mandol today at naked-jester.com.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid. Tip number 651. Keep a bag of wet bread in your pocket at all times, making sure that it's moldy. Stinky.
Sean Austin isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but on a cold night, he's the best spooner.
Is this thing on? Are you ready? I'm Radley Rockwell Man, the greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room,
is it? Oh yeah, man, Radio Rubber Room and the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight, every Thursday on 102.9 FM.
Oh,
Get off of my stuff. On Radio Rubber Room, that was Machine Gun Mustache.
That was awesome.
Awesome, awesome.
I thought Biz Markie was in there for a minute.
You thought Biz Markie was in here?
Yep.
What Thank made you. You think that?
All the little Biz Markie. You know.
Thought he was in here beatboxing?
Yeah. He is the best.
He is. He is the best. He is the best. Better than any machine, mm-hmm. I feel like. Now, that's another new tune.
Yeah.
That is going to be on a new album.
Yes.
Coming out...
Kind of soon.
Kind of soon, yeah.
Now, kind of soon. Where did you guys record the last one?
I actually recorded the last one myself halfway up where we used to live in Leesburg. Mm-hmm. And then we fired our whole band, and then we moved down to Richmond and picked up the rest of these guys, and then we finished recording it here.
Okay, who's we?
All of us here that are in this room.
Oh no, the we oh. these new people over
yes.
to my left.
That would be Easy Money.
Oh, Easy Money.
Yeah.
Two original members came
yes.
down here and
yes. yeah.
found these two gentlemen and a lady. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, did you start finding them first?
No. We came down with no plan.
No plan at all. So it worked out.
I think. Tyler was a friend with our old room. Justin was a friend with our old roommate. One day we were just sitting around. We were just sitting
on the side of the road with a sign that said, "Do you play violin?"
Basically.
Mm. So you guys haven't heard of Craigslist?
Dude, that is
went the really, really old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was friends with him, etc.
Yep. Connection.
Yeah. Most of the good things in my life I found on Craigslist.
Yep. Oh, yeah?
I found my girlfriend on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I found my house.
I got herpes on Craigslist.
Really?
No.
What section was that under? Casual encounters?
Misconnections. Strangely enough.
It was actually under jobs. Weirdly enough. Weirdly enough. Mm-hmm. So, you recorded the last one on your own? Is that the plan for this one, too?
No.
Well, what actually ended up happening, we got kind of fortunate, because a friend of mine, we were trying to get it mastered, and a friend of mine knew the engineer for the Mars Volta, and he got a copy of it, and for whatever reason, loved it, so he decided to master it for us as kind of a favor.
Well, that's good.
And he liked it so much that he played it as their walk-on music for the Mars Volta's last tour over last summer. So, like, when they would go on stage, they'd be jamming, the audience would be jamming out to our album.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
That's Legend. Really awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. And now they're not a band anymore. So.
Yeah.
So
we broke them up. Mars Volta.
Yeah, we broke them up.
Well done.
Well, but, now there's room for you guys.
Right.
And you've got their fan base.
Yeah.
You know.
Once we take down
that Taylor Swift.
Well, they don't know it.
No, they don't know,
they don't know it.
That's the wonderful thing about being walk-on music is that you get heard by 250,000 people and not one single one of them knows who you are.
But they know it subliminally.
Yeah, that's right.
They know it subliminally.
Right.
So he Did you build subliminal messages
style.
Into
we
that
did
recording?
All of our songs have subliminal messages paid by major sponsors.
The last
mostly like by Windex. So.
Yeah, I was really in the mood after that last one to clean windows.
Yeah.
Dude.
So
see?
It's in there.
I was looking at the windows during the song, being like, these are kind of smudgy. And I do gotta, before we get any further, I do gotta put out a public service announcement, just something that was going on today. You guys are on the Twitter?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You guys have an account?
I know the young people.
Yeah. Well, if you have a Twitter and you get a direct message that says, check out what everyone's saying about you on Twitter, don't click that. Don't click that because...
Oh, no. Didn't we all learn this with MySpace, really?
Did we learn nothing from MySpace? You don't click that stuff. And it was something I was dealing with today a lot, and getting all those messages and
there were a lot of
service.
Them. I mean, we realize that everyone knows and wants to know if someone's talking about you, but like, come on, guys.
Just
I'm sorry.
Tighten up.
Don't be goldfish.
So you guys got some shows coming up as well too, correct? I know you've been playing around Richmond. Since you guys gotten together, you've been hitting it hard. Making a really solid name for yourself.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the nearby future?
We have a show on St. Paddy's Day, maybe Saturday at the Yerb.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
Amelio's?
That is actually
Amelio's on
tomorrow.
The 7th.
Okay.
Yes.
On the 7th of March.
Yes, on the 7th of March.
Anybody else on that bill?
Yes. The Banduras. I think whatever you order
so
will be on the bill.
I just remembered that.
At Amelia's.
I got
that. What's that?
I think whatever you order will be on the bill at Amelia's.
The Europe show is the day before St. Patty's
okay.
Day.
Okay, is it? Thank okay. you.
Yeah, I think St. Patty's Day is Sunday.
St. Patty's Day is Sunday.
Fantastic.
We'll be at the tobacco company.
What's that?
Hopefully we'll be at the tobacco company.
We will be at the tobacco company.
Awesome.
On that Sunday. We've got to actually speak of Bondoris. The whole lineup's not together yet, but they will be on the upcoming music review too. One of the bands will be on that. Yeah. So, time frame though. You said very soon. Have you already started recording it or?
So what happened is I actually got the fortune of when that engineer got back from that from the soul. I guess the At the Drive-In got back together and he invited me to come into his studio in Baltimore. And I just mentioned in passing that we were working on a new album, and he said that he was going to try and produce it and record it for us whenever we got a demo. So right now we got 10 songs, we're working on a demo, and as soon as we do that, we're going to record the demo here, and we're going to give that to him. And hopefully he likes it, and we're going to record it at his studios, the Right Way Studios in Baltimore, which is a pretty sweet place.
That'd be pretty fantastic. Go ahead.
Do you guys have...
Oh. Thought somebody said something.
God.
Who is that?
It was me.
Oh, hey.
Oh. So you guys, like, you guys obviously, like, don't really fit into any really category music that I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like labels.
just genreless. Genreless band.
Yeah. It makes it tough to describe ourselves.
Yeah, we get called psych folk, but that's junk. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to offend whoever said that. Because they said some really nice stuff about it.
Disclosure.
Carnival.
Everything else was nice except the label.
Carnival metal?
Carnival metal.
I like that.
I dig
like
carnival metal.
Carnival metal? Carnival.
Unicorn racetrack fantasy. That's what we
ooh,
called it.
Even better.
I can feel that. I can feel that. I hear music coming from somewhere really loud.
So do I. It's not my phone.
Tiffany, turn your phone off.
Tiffany, turn your phone off. You're on the radio.
Just downloaded the new Mariah Carey album.
Lost my train of thought. So hopefully recording the album in Baltimore. What about some out-of-town gigs? You guys planning on getting hitting
yeah.
the road at all?
Yeah, I mean, sure, every year we've been together, we've done like an East Coast tour. So we go up from basically here to Vermont, stopping in all the cities. We try to stay every place where we have a friend, the couch to sleep on, because hotels are pretty lame. That's,
yeah, it's a lot more economical.
Yeah, so we have like 10, 12 cities we stop at, so we're definitely going to do that again.
Cool. So anything booked yet as far
no,
as that? Or?
Not I mean, yet. That'll be this summer.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think our main priority right now is getting the new thing recorded.
Getting it done. Getting it recorded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you guys, on stage, your stage shows are a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Very entertaining. And a lot of it's to do with switching up on the instrument, switching up, you know. And none here tonight, it looks like, but also some homemade instruments?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about those.
I was really drunk one time,
uh-huh.
and I thought I was building a birdhouse, but I wasn't.
It was an instrument.
Sounded amazing.
So, building a birdhouse, and what's it made out of, other than wood? It's got some other stuff coming out of it.
Yeah,
things like that.
I have a couple of them, you know, like combs and garden rake tines and, you know, coat hangers and that sort of stuff.
So that's going to be a pretty dangerous birdhouse.
Yeah, it's bad. It's mostly yeah. just jagged
more
screws.
Of a bird trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who likes birds anyway?
I mean, do you go now and do you try to create an instrument, or do you first like say, like, I'm going to make like a nice bookshelf and then maybe see what kind of
see
instrument.
See what it sounds like when I bang on it.
It's a great sound. We'll stick it on the stage, yeah.
Well, like, what happens is usually if I, like, lately, I mean, I built a couple with a plan, but then... Lately, it's been more like whatever is laying around the house that seems like I might be able to turn into something. I just start slamming it together and, you know, put a pickup or two in there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they sound good, and sometimes they always sound good. That's true.
Do you have a favorite one?
I like the thumper.
The thumper?
The thumper is the one I built in Jersey with the coat hangers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That one makes it to about every show, I think.
Yeah.
Not the one with the rake on it.
No, the one with the rake on it is one of the first ones I built.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's basically like an electrified version of an African thumb pian.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like model of an existing instrument already. I just kind of built it out of stuff and then put a pickup on it.
Have you ever heard of the Wonder Pipe?
No.
No.
No. No. Liar.
Sounds wondrous.
Sounds sexual.
Sounds like a pickup line.
Yeah, very sensual.
It is a very...
That would be an amazing pickup line.
That's what they called me in high school.
It actually was, and I think it worked.
I've been trying the classic pickup line from Terminator 2 lately.
Yeah.
Come with me if you want to live. Then they don't even have an option. It always works.
Just playing that fear factor.
Yep.
Yep. This could be serious.
Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, if you want to live, you better come with me.
And okay, so what is the Wonder Pipe?
It's like an instrument. It's an instrument.
It's an instrument?
It's an instrument.
It's like an instrument. Similar.
Everything.
Similar sort of thing. Similar to
it
an
was
instrument.
Created by a musician called That One Guy.
Oh.
And it's like really cool. It's like a lead pipe with a bass string that like kind of can whammy somehow magically.
Mm. Magically.
Magically.
There's a lot of magic involved.
No one plays it.
Gotcha.
So have you ever thought of marketing your special instruments, making more for others to play? Or
no,
is the thumper yours and yours alone?
I don't want anyone to have them.
That's fair enough. Now, the thumper is named. Do you name any more of them or just the best?
Yeah, they're all named. Like the Artifact is the first one, the best three, and then there's the thumper, and I just built a new one called the Vanity, mostly because the operational piece of it is an old plastic comb.
Mm-hmm.
Will you make an instrument out of my skeleton?
Yes, immediately. Yes. Right now.
Another good pickup line.
I will donate my skeleton to you right now.
I like it.
I will just be a skeletonless freak. Just to hear that instrument.
So do we have a skeleton extraction process then?
I have a bandsaw in the van.
Well, that counts, I think.
Emmanuel is psyched about this. You can't see his expression, Sean, but he is ready to go get that bandsaw.
My bones sound good.
Now, does he need the whole skeleton, or are you just willing to throw out an arm?
Whatever.
Or a leg, or a foot?
Know. Like the lower half of the jaw would be perfect.
Awesome. I don't need that.
I think it would make eating easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or harder, easier harder. At first.
I just put my face down in the plate.
And like, just suck it up. Yeah, so, yeah. I think it would be a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's not that much different than what you do now.
Just that whole inconvenient having the lower jaw, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never not had one, so I really can't judge.
Yeah. You know? It would be one of those things there's no going back from, I guess.
Now, if you took away the lower jaw, though, that would definitely bring more attention to the mustache.
Yes, oh, see? That's true. Now we're doing some promo.
Yeah.
None of you guys even have mustaches. I'm kind of, you know.
Don't call us out,
dude.
Man. They can't see
I
that.
Well, luckily for me,
we're
none of them have
mustaches. We're on the radio. That's completely unfair.
Luckily for me.
Sean's lying.
Luckily for me, they don't have machine guns either.
Yeah, I know. Thank
which is
God.
Good. But we can have a challenge. We can see who can grow the best mustache
Maybe
by the end of the show.
Turn your whole rhythm section into machine guns.
What's that?
You should get rid of the drums and have different machine guns being fired.
That'd be amazing. That would be amazing.
That would be cool.
That would definitely be a dangerous show.
It would be awesome.
There'd be that element of fear, like we were talking about before.
Yes.
Just fire wildly into the air, and the crowd's all like, ah! They're really digging it.
I love brainstorming. All right, guys, we are coming up on another break, but before we
Derek
do, make sure...
Derek is unable to tell time.
Oh, no, I just looked at the wrong sign.
Uh-oh.
We want to do another fact about mustaches?
Love to.
Yes.
In India, you will get paid 30 extra rupees a month for having a mustache because they are deemed intimidating.
What? Really? Is that real?
Yep. Rupee.
Now, where did you get that material?
It's mustachefacts.com.
What?
Sounds legit.
The last U.S. president to have a mustache was exactly 100 years ago, William Taft.
Who?
William Taft.
Yeah, he had a good one.
He had a good mustache, too.
He had a great mustache.
No, that can't be true, because Teddy Roosevelt.
Ha.
Yeah, it's true.
Taft was after Roosevelt.
What?
Yeah.
Directly after.
He was his vice president, right?
Yeah.
My history to geek.
And every president since Taft has been clean-shaven.
Huh.
Didn't he die in a bathtub? Or get stuck in a bathtub?
Stuck in the bathtub.
Stuck in the bathtub, right?
I know Taft was the second fattest president.
What was that?
He was the second fattest president.
I thought he was the fattest. Who was the second fattest?
Millard Fillmore.
Oh, yeah. No. Don't get me started.
He was a tubby.
You hit a nerve, Sean.
According to, one more?
Yeah, real quick. And then,
according to research by Guinness, the average mustached Guinness drinker traps a pint and a half of the drink in his facial hair every year.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's gross.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
I trap like a third of a burger and some hot dog, cheese, all kinds of good stuff.
And before Sean gets into any more detail.
Where can everyone find your most recent album?
Right off our website, machinegunmustache.com. Just go to audio.
Audio and download it.
Yep.
Name your price. Name a good one. All right. It is time to play a tune, take a break. But right now, this is Cardinal Compass with All I've Got here on Radio Rubber Room.
For the break, but we are back.
I think we're back.
That was Machine Gun Mustache with Total Silence for last. Total Silence.
Total Silence.
That, you know, that is appreciated in its own way.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That was a moment of silence for the Twinkie Factory.
Did a Twinkie Factory close?
Yes.
Really?
All the Twinkie Factories have closed. There's no Twinkies ever being.
Oh, that's right.
Hostess is gone.
Now that's just sad.
Nike will buy them.
Nike will buy them.
Turn them into shoes.
Disney. There's no more ding dongs.
No more ding dongs.
Ho hos.
Wonder Bread. No more Wonder Bread. Yeah, wow. True.
Wonder Bread.
I'm going to miss
Wonder Bread.
Are you miss it yet?
I miss it right now.
It's been a long time since I've had Wonder Bread.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of good shows coming up. You guys were talking about your show on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
What show is that you guys are doing on Saturday? No, that's Friday. Where are you guys playing tomorrow?
It's Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Is that Emilio's?
Yes.
Emilio's? Yeah, Emilio's in the fan or on Broad.
Emilio's on
I think it's
on Shepherd Street.
No, I think it's Meadow.
It's Meadow.
Oh, God.
It's Meadow.
You know what?
It's Meadow.
You know what?
Meadow and Broad.
With the Bondurus, correct?
Yes.
Am I saying that right?
What are you
saying? I just discovered them recently and digging their stuff, digging their album. Have you guys seen them before?
Live? Never, no.
No? Pretty cool tunes. did you... Sean.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. Sorry.
Do you have a friend with you?
Do I? Yeah. Do I have a friend with me? Yeah. Greatest rocker that ever lived.
Yeah, is he here tonight?
Yeah, he'll be here in like... Hey, it's me, the greatest rocker who ever lived. Bradley Rockwell. Greatest rocker who ever lived.
So he was already in there with you?
He was actually online right now. We're Skyping.
Oh, you guys are Skyping?
Yeah, I'm fantasizing the internet right now.
He's practicing the internet? Mm-hmm.
I was wondering. He usually makes quite a grand entrance.
I'm actually at Liverpool right now, and I'm recording a top secret album with the Beatles, who are actually not dead. It's Zombie all Beatles. Secret. It's totally secret.
Zombie Beatles?
Even Paul McCartney?
All of them. Every last member. And Bradley Rockwell. So greatest rocker ever.
So you're going to be on an album. And so you learn to use the internet. That's a big mm-hmm. breakthrough for you.
I discovered a lot of things, like there's this new kind of pants that's like super tight. It's made out of this legendary material.
Spandex?
No, it's even better than that.
Oh, does it have a name?
Not yet. Hopefully it will be named after me, Bradley Rockwell, because I will certainly be proprietarying those pants as much as possible.
I'd wear the Rockwells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd wear them.
Everyone would, certainly. They would be the next big thing.
I want pants to hug me back.
I couldn't help notice, but like... I've always like been very questionable of Sean's style. It's like that of a homeless person or something. Like everything that he wears, like I feel like he dug it out of a dumpster or something.
You think that
it's cool.
That's accurate.
And like I couldn't help but notice it looks like a couple of you guys in the band, you know, have seemed to like try to proprietize that as well.
I mean, we're actually homeless.
Well,
You know, I know how that could be
too
like.
Too soon.
I actually own a mansion, but I've never been there. It's in, like, Malibu or some island or something.
Some island.
They tell me it's nice.
Yeah.
Who's they?
All of my people.
All your people.
Your people?
Yeah, I have, like, an army of assistants.
So what are you thinking of Machine Gun Mustache so far, sir?
Very swell. It makes me think of, like, old-timey pirate days.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to shoot a cannon, you know? Like, I would love to shoot, like, a homemade instrument out of a cannon and record that and just see, like, what was that instrument that you made? Like, well, that was a kind of instrument that only makes the right sound when you fire it out of a cannon. You know, like, I like that kind of thing.
I do know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Some kind of whistling vortex type thing that, you know, like, produces the right kind of sound when it's been blasted with black powder.
So, Bradley, have you played a Wonder Pipe?
I'm actually one of the proprietors of the Wonder Pipe.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I've gotten all up on that Wonder Pipe like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I created all kinds of new styles on the Wonder Pipe. You know, I bang the Wonder Pipe. I stroke the Wonder Pipe. I definitely do all kinds of nice little vibratos on
it. Never mind, I really shouldn't have asked. I'm sorry.
That was your own bad. How could you not think that I'm professional at every instrument?
I should have known.
Even the instruments in his band that he thinks he invented, I probably have preconceived and played at least in a dream. And that still counts. My dreams are on the record.
Your dreams are on the record. I've had one of your dreams before, and it's quite an experience. It's quite an experience. I was lucky to survive it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, it kind of reminds me of a band that I was in the 80s. It was called Pistol Soul Patch.
Pistol Soul Patch.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember them, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were great. They were like, you know, kind of like similar, but, you know, definitely different.
Mm.
In the way that it was not quite the same.
As in different.
Yes.
So were Machine Gun Mustache, were you guys at all influenced by Pistol Soul Patch?
These are all their songs.
Yeah, Pistol Soul Patch, Shania Twain, all the classics.
They've been trying to sue us for like 10 years.
Not successfully, though. Thank God. Yes. Thank God. Now, what level of metal would you feel like Machine Gun Mustache falls in? Because I know that's you only hear music through those ears.
There's heavy metal and then there's not so heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have to say, like, in kind of the circusy feeling, like, I want to have a good time, like, I would definitely say that it's heavy metal.
And that's heavy metal?
That's the good thing.
That is a badge of honor.
That is the better. Yeah, you don't want to be not so heavy. Like, even if it isn't metal that you're playing, it's better to be heavy. So whatever it is that you are doing, I think it is the heavier version of such things.
That's very wise.
Bradley, can you help me out? I'm trying to decide. Tomorrow, there's like three shows going on.
Tomorrow.
The Southern Bells are playing, and Vexine is playing.
I know that Vexine is been playing for their CD release or something, their year anniversary.
Vexine is playing at the Grill on Patterson.
Oh, that is tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night.
That is a little bit further than I'm able to venture at this time. Unfortunately, my wonder steed has vanished for the time being. If anyone sees a great white horse roaming around the city, he's got war paint on, you know, you can't miss him.
He always comes back to you.
He likes to eat carrots, so, you know, he'll come.
Bradley, I'm trying to decide between the Southern Bells at the Camel and Vexine at the Grill in Patterson, and the Party Liberation Front is doing their Friday celebration at Gallery 5.
And that is first Friday that I think that we are speaking of.
Then. Right.
That is a tough decision. You have to make a lot of tough decisions this weekend. For that, I will have to say, flip a three-sided coin.
Okay.
What about bounce around?
You know, I guess if you plan the right thing.
Yeah, if you have your steed.
You know.
How many people can you fit on your steed, by the way?
Four.
Seats four.
That's a large steed.
Full band worth of equipment.
Uh-huh.
You know, he travels pretty fast, like.
I was going to say, lightning speed. So you could probably skip around to all those shows at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if I could. Well, you're not going to be here, but next time we'll just have to get a ride with you and we'll hit every show in town.
Mm-hmm.
So is
and we'll
your
get all the VIP access that you could ever imagine.
Did you lose the steed in Liverpool or here in Richmond?
Well,
when's the last place you saw him?
You know, I don't even remember the last 47 or 48 days.
Yeah, because usually he turns up the last place you left him.
All I remember is, like, palm trees,
and the smell of lemons.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of rain.
And a lot of rain.
That's it.
That doesn't quite help, but I guarantee you, I make a pledge to you. I will tie a carrot around my neck and encourage everyone else to do the same until he is found, until he returns.
You know, luckily, I've got a secret portal in my back pocket that I always take to get to the Yerb, and I will be going there this Saturday to see Brother Bill.
So you got the special porthole, but yet you need Skype.
Just for this radio show.
Just for this.
You know, I feel like it's not even Skype. It's like I'm looking at a regular Nintendo or something.
Are you Skyping through a regular Nintendo?
Wow.
The original Nintendo?
You know, it's in fit with y'all's equipment over there. I know that is a bit out of date.
Sean, is this a lot more comfortable for you having him via Skype than actually in the building?
You know, I wouldn't mind being in Liverpool right now on Skype.
Oh, so you'd rather be doing the show from Liverpool Skype? Mm. We can work that out at some point.
But you know, then you'd miss the Bourbon Sodomo release at Hardywood on Saturday.
Well, I know on Saturday also it's a tough choice because Toy Soldiers are back in town with PBR and Toxic Moxie at the Camel.
That's going to be a good one.
Right?
And that's where I'm definitely going to start off the night and then, you know,
the Sodomo release is at like 5:30.
Well, where's that at?
That's at the Hardywood Park Craft Brewery, where Exabel and Rusted Cavalcade will be doing acoustic sets.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. I definitely enjoy going to shows at the brewery.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't, really?
Mm-hmm. If you hold your glass under the barrels, you can definitely get like a little leak. A little leaky.
Fun-filled fact, very good.
And I hope that they keep their aging beer in the barrels and not their harmful bar products. Because...
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I just don't know the answer.
Well, are you gonna be back in time for the Snowmine and Lightfield show at the Camel on Wednesday the 6th?
Wednesday the 6th, I'll hopefully go to this one bar that I really like that's named after like an evil federation in a movie about battling amongst the stars.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if that doesn't
happen... Oh, I get it.
Somebody just got it.
If that doesn't happen, then I will certainly go to the Camel. And stand outside.
And stand outside.
Because unless somebody wants to buy my entry fee, I'll give them five high fives.
Five high fives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a fair trade. Mr. Rockwell, always good to talk to you, especially I prefer it via Skype much more because there's less cleanup after.
It's true.
But anything else to add before we take a break, sir?
You know, just keep doing what you're doing, this band. If you ever want to, like, have me on an album, you know, my flat rate is like 1.5 mil
done.
Per a track.
Done.
You know, it definitely will blow you up. Like, you know, I did some blowing up in the past for some different bands, especially right. Justin Bieber, you know.
Your biggest project, yeah.
He is my number most one. Successful. Like, somebody was like, can you turn this young girl into the biggest pop star ever? And I was like, what you need to do is cut his hair like a boy. And then have him do some sweet songs about falling in love, even though he's 14. You know, it will be totally okay. He'll hook up with an 18-year-old girl. And we will see you next time I visit this Skype. You know, I'll figure out how to do this. I think I'm communicating telepathically, even. I don't even know how is this work. It's not even plugged in.
We're getting some feedback here. We're going to have to call you back.
Yeah, it's...
Glad that's over.
Yeah. Alright, happy trails, Mr. Rockwell, and I tell you I miss you, but I see you every time I close my eyes, it's haunting. But right now, this is Crushed Purple here on Radio Rubber Room.
And right now, it's Crushed Purple on Radio Rubber Room.
Is there an echo?
There is no reason for dad always told me the early bird got the worm. But doesn't that mean the early worm gets eaten?
From the creators of Who Would Have Ever Suspected That This Is Not a Butter-Like Substitute comes I Can't Believe This Can Gamma Radiation Isn't Cancerous. Now you can do all the things that you want to do with radiation without the fear of getting cancer. Like power your house, drive a car, drink a beer, illuminate a city, increase the size of your whole body, increase the size of a single part of your body, see inside of your body, see through a woman's clothes, see through a man's clothes, see through a wall, decrease the size of someone else's body, glow in the dark, invent a robot, increase intelligence, grow another limb, turn your hand into a chainsaw, and shoot lasers out of your eyeballs. Get your I Can't Believe This Can Gamma Radiation Isn't Cancerous today.
Ladies and gentlemen, babies and senile folks, the American kind, it's time for you to be aware of a great plague that is threatening to turn our great country into a land of great demise. Marijuana. Marijuana is a plant that converts large amounts of polluting carbon dioxide into oxygen and grows easily in most environments, threatening industries such as the lumber and oil industries. And they are awesome. Marijuana is obtained by users in exchange for money or illicit acts. Marijuana is typically smoked or baked into brownies. Smoking is not fun. Brownies are okay though, but not if marijuana is involved. Marijuana can cause users to feel happy and peaceful and artistic, but it's still bad, real bad, because the government tells us so, and we should trust them. Marijuana users have many different names, like stoners, potheads, reefer fiends, and Grateful Dead fan. They will typically help draw people into their growing cult by being really friendly and offering food or other items if you join them. Studies have shown that marijuana use leads to an increase in snack cake consumption, and God help us, we need those snack cakes. Studies also show that marijuana can reduce stress and increase libido, but you still should not do it. It can help cure most common ailments and death, but don't mess with it. They say marijuana is a gateway drug, a gateway into magical places where things taste better, jokes are funnier, and music is more powerful. And that's bad. So patrol the fields, and if you see any marijuana, burn it. That's the only way to make sure you've done your part to stop the scourge of this terrible plant.
It's me, Alejandro, from Alejandro's Fine World of Art. And there's nothing I love more than the filling sensation when I am being filled with art. If you wish to be penetrated in your ears, listen to Radio Rubber Room, and you can hear about all kinds of your local audio art on the radio show, Radio Rubber Room. If you wish to fill your body with comedy and music, I implore you to listen to the Radio Rubber Room.
Your heartstring hatches, boys, hold on to your lips. Send Hail Marys, kiss your rings, telegraph the gift. All the good we should have done won't change the storm, is it? God knows the loneliness the cannons never hit. Lacking by Noah's name, they should have left the mark. Had to sell his animals just to buy the ark. Call it grace, or call it bracing for the lost. A shipwreck whispers to us, win at this lost cause.
Thank you.
Razzle Dazzle, live here on Radio Rubber Room, Machine Gun, Mustache.
Yes, huh?
Moustache.
What's that?
I like to say moustache.
You like saying it?
Moustache.
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 Yes.
Moustache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. It's a great word.
That's what we were going for.
Now, on your guys' Facebook page, you list your interests. You have two.
Uh-huh.
Space and sea creatures.
That's true. That's true.
True. Biggest interest.
Also our main influences, yeah.
Main influence. Now, those are two very vast things.
I guess, yeah. Yeah,
it leaves a lot of room.
Leaves a lot of room. A lot of space, if you will. What's your favorite space?
Our favorite space?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Like a Florida room, like a nice
Florida room.
With some plants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually what I was getting at. Yeah, yeah. So Florida room,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big open.
It's a very nice space.
Yeah. Sideboard, yeah.
Yeah. Nice reading area.
Nice outside but protected from the weather and bugs and stuff that.
Like, so a Florida room has like plants and stuff. Like, what's a Virginia room have?
Tobacco.
It's actually the smoking section.
This is the smoking section.
Tobacco, peanuts, and ham. Actually, I'd
be okay with that.
Virginia rooms.
Smithfield apples.
Great space. What about as far as playing? Like, what are some favorite spaces to play here in Richmond or around?
We definitely love our two favorites. I'd say are three: the Camel, because that's where we started playing first. So mm-hmm. We love playing there. Love playing at the Republic, and also the Yerb has been pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Yerb is right around the corner from our house. It's nice too.
So easy.
Mm-hmm. Actually, easy commute. I recall the day that I just was walking home and I seen you guys on the side of the road.
There you go.
Yes. And I knocked on your window and you were like, oh my God.
Yeah, terrorist.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I know, I look friendly in the light, but if you turn the lights off, I definitely got that. I know where I can look mysterious and intimidating.
You also had no pants on, so that was extra weird.
You know, that's
Sean,
how
we've talked about that.
That's how I go for my walks. That's how I go for my walks.
Wow.
It's a relaxing way to walk.
You know, gets the breeze going.
It's freeing. Keeps people from trying to bum cigarettes.
That's always true.
If you don't have pockets, you don't have cigarettes.
Plus, you know where we live. It's kind of like, it could be sketchy, but like, nobody messes with the dude without his pants on.
No.
They're like, I'm not going to mug that guy. I could mug that guy, but I immediately noticed that he doesn't have any pockets, and I don't want to know where the money's at.
Better odds, at least, I guess. Better odds, at least. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so favorite space... I guess collectively he answered for you, Florida room.
I guess that's our answer.
The official band answer. Yeah. Now you're going to have to adjust the Facebook page. But what about favorite sea creature? Any favorite sea creature?
That's
I know
tough.
There's so many, right?
I love the sea.
Yes. Yeah. The anglerfish is delightful.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my God.
They're cuties. They're cuties.
I'm a big fan of octopi.
Yes. Octopi.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of octopus as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan
of the phrase, I often find myself as lost as an octopus in the garage.
Ooh.
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
It's actually a Mexican. It's a Mexican phrase, and I believe in their language it's, I often find myself as lost as an octopus in Los Garaje.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
Does it?
So, octopus, anything else? Anything else that really is intriguing?
Orchids?
Orchids?
Okay, not quite a sea creature.
All right, orchids?
The flower?
Orcas. Orcas is what you're...
Orcas!
Is that what I was saying?
Have you ever been face-to-face to an orca?
Yeah, you have. You've touched a dolphin.
Well,
orcas are vicious.
It wasn't a dolphin. It was actually an ancient river whale.
Oh.
Yes.
Ancient?
Yes.
That sounds interesting.
The Amazon. No, the Rio Negro, right?
Yeah, the Rio Negro.
Yes.
And the Amazon River.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I touched a whale.
An ancient whale.
I touched a whale.
So just a quick little pat?
Yeah.
A little tap?
Belly.
Some daps.
I gave it a fish. They're friendly little critters.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. How'd that come about? How'd you end up there?
My mom was sending me to see my relatives in Albuquerque, but she was really sick of me, so
put you on the wrong plane.
Yeah, I ended up in Manaus in the middle of the jungle.
Is that a true story?
So, when you met that whale, did you when you met that whale, did you consider making an instrument out of it?
Oh.
I loved to it too. I thought that was where it was going.
Now that I know what you were considering, I guess the answer to my question is no.
Question answer.
Like, just bring your ancient whale onto the stage and squeeze it. It'll be like, yeah, I don't know.
So between the two, which influences your music more, space or sea creatures?
It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it depends on the band member who is influenced by.
Yeah.
Can we delve into that a little bit? No, is that a secret?
And it changes day to day.
You guys, that could be a great name for your next album.
What's that?
Songs about space and sea creatures.
I would like to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to write songs for sea creatures.
Yes, that'd be beautiful.
But none yet. None yet to date.
Not yet.
Lullabies for fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish lullabies.
That'd be great.
Who's looking
that
out for them?
Yeah.
Does anybody in the band have a favorite album of all time?
Ooh.
I know, that's a hard one, isn't it?
Tiffany, you're trying to say something.
favorite album of all time?
Newbie.
I don't know. I really love Sufjan's The Age of Odds. I really love that. I think I'll always love that. So, epic album.
Good answer.
Good answer. Yeah. Solid answer.
Yeah.
I think mine is Go Go Harlem Baby by the Flat Duo Jets. I don't know if any of you know. He knows.
I know.
I don't
he
know.
He knows.
These two guys.
No. I have no idea.
I have no idea either. We'll leave that something that's special between you guys.
Google
though.
It.
That's fine. That's fine.
Or don't.
Google it.
Now, so we were joking about what the next album is going to be titled.
Uh-huh.
What something about stocking up on toilet paper or something. Sorry,
yeah.
The apology for that. No. What realistically, do you guys have a title for it yet? Or
in the process? No, half the songs don't even have names, so.
Yeah.
So the songs need names first.
We're a right first, name second. That's our artistic style.
Is that, you feel that's the best way to be?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
I think
the
we're
best,
just really bad at naming things.
I think it's about the opposite. Like, it's good to have like a whole band, like a whole gimmick, like what your whole stick is going to be, what the album's going to be called, what kind of genre you are, and everything, and then write the music.
We should have thought of that.
True.
Next time. That's my greatest fear about having a child is naming it.
Oh really?
Oh my God.
It's pretty scary, huh?
Can you imagine
that? That other human being has to live with that forever.
I think
you
should
get it wrong.
I think you should just not name your children until they're like 10, and you can like figure out what their name's gonna be when they're 10.
Let them name themselves.
Like yeah. Kid who picks his nose a lot.
So let him just call them anonymous things until then.
Yeah.
I wonder if that would work with an album. Let it go for like 10 years and see what people are calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of putting out an album with no song titles?
No.
Just numbers? Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about it now?
Now I'm thinking about it, yes.
So, yeah, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Just numbered songs?
You don't have to agree with everything he says. Just
except the numbers.
You really shouldn't.
They
you really
not
shouldn't
be in
agree
order.
With
yeah.
I'm just spitballing here.
That's
brainstorming.
Yeah. Would you guys ever consider putting out a whole theme album?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah, it depends on the theme.
Space and sea creatures?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I mean, that'd have to be it.
Very nice, very nice.
A song for sea creatures from outer space.
As long as it can be sexy.
Yes.
Space whales and their journey across space.
Yes.
Space whales.
What was it? It was Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Come on now. Space whales. Just me? No? Okay.
No, Tiffany got it. Tiffany just got it.
Doctor Who, Space Whales.
If you've ever read the book, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you will know that all whales come from outer space. And that's a fact.
That is a fact.
Mm-hmm. That's what Scientologists believe.
Doesn't that also...
Wasn't that dolphins, actually?
That was dolphins.
Yeah, I was going to say,
dolphins.
Dolphins are here to save the world in Hitchhiker's Guide.
Dolphins are whales. Dolphins are whales.
Well, there's that one kind of dolphin.
Dolphins are gay sharks.
A whale. I touched it.
You can't say that about
you can't, I know.
You can't say that about
And that
sharks.
One kind of whale that's actually a dolphin, the killer whale, the orca. Mm-hmm. Actually a species of dolphin.
Large dolphin.
You guys are learning a lot.
Everyone is learning a lot. Everyone is learning a lot.
The only thing I know about whales is sperm.
Ooh. Sperm whales?
Mm-hmm.
Are very large.
Nope, just sperm.
And also the humpback.
The humpback.
The humpback.
Whales are named very,
very provocatively. Very provocatively
named species.
Whalers were lonely.
Well, guys, it is time to take another break, but before we do, go ahead and let's let the listeners know again where they can find your album, where they can find your music, and listen to it regularly.
MachineGunMustache.com. Go to audio. It's all right there.
And then Bandcamp as well.
The audio links straight to the Bandcamp.
Okay. Yeah.
I just want to get one more word in during this. If you are a whale fan and someone calls you a dork, you would like to know that that is actually a compliment.
Wonderful.
That's right.
Back to commercial.
For all the for all the whale lovers out there. All right, guys, it is time to take a break, play a tune. We're going to be back with one more tune from Machine Gun Mustache. But right now, this is Farm Vegas with Sway here on Radio Rubber Room.
Everything I ever really wanted to do was use you. Everything I ever
Hola, señor. Me llamo Jorge García Vega Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
It takes two to tango. But to play Dungeons & Dragons, you need at least three players and one dungeon master.
I am a non-attorney paid spokesperson. Are you a deer? If so, you may find yourself unable to resist the urge to jump in the path of moving metal objects. This can result in serious injury or even death. If you or a beloved deer companion have died, you may be entitled to compensation. You can't help that you were temporarily disoriented by the bright lights, making you stupefied, turning your body into pudding. You're a deer. Since the accident, you've probably been out of work, unable to graze or even frolic, making it impossible to do other deer-related activities. Beware, the insurance companies may try to take advantage of you, because you're a deer in need of legal representation. Show the insurance companies you mean business. Call the law firm of Austin, Austin, Anderson, Austin, and Vera Austin immediately. You didn't choose to get hit by that stupid car. But you can choose your deer attorney. Austin, Austin, Anderson, Austin, and Vera Austin. Leaders in the field of deer law.
Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
Yeah.
That was Machine Gun Mustache live here on Radio Rubber Room, and
yeah, it was.
It was, and from what I understand, no title of that one yet.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
But you guys are brainstorming some stuff.
Yeah.
Brainstorming. Florida Room, maybe.
Florida Room. That's. I can feel that.
Actually, I can get into that.
Yeah. It's comfortable. All
right, it's called Florida
Room. It is right, comfortable. There you go. Wow. That comfortable. Works out well.
Yeah.
Better than Kiwoopy Fiasco.
That was my idea. Way to shoot it down.
Now, and no, first started seeing you guys. Tiffany, you were not in the group. When did you decide? Where'd you find Tiffany and decide to bring her in the group and start doing some vocals? How'd that happen?
She's been sleeping her way into the group over the past few months.
If her parents are listening, that's not even remotely true.
Yeah, that was a fake. You just got a dagger eye.
I'm getting beat up later.
Dagger eye.
No, she, I found her on Craigslist, like everything else good in my life.
Yeah. It's a great site.
Yeah. And,
stellar.
Yeah.
Furniture.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Adult friend finder. And then.
Music.
She's great.
Know, she was like, I also, you know, play music, and that was true.
Okay, it started with music. It was only music first. It was music and friendship. Yeah. Thank
music
you.
And friendship.
Thank you.
And I'm getting
music and
later.
Friendship.
Yeah. So, that was
that's
that.
The name of the new song.
Really, it's all about friendship.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Could have been worse. Been worse.
Since the beginning of the show, I discovered a whole new kind of mustache that wasn't on a list earlier.
Go on.
It wasn't on mustache.com?
Nope. It's a legendary kind of
they
mustache.
You need to tighten up.
It's called the monkey tail mustache.
Ooh, the monkey tail mustache?
Too risky.
How would that work?
What you do risky. Is you grow the mustache, and then you have it Fu Manchu on one side, wrap around the chin, and connect to the sideburn.
Whoa. I've seen that once in prison.
Yeah. Which
monkey
prison?
Tail. The monkey tail mustache. There's also a monkey called the mustache monkey.
Aww. Yes. He is an adorable.
It's named after its facial lip hair.
No.
So it actually has
a very
mustache.
Profound mustache, yes. Actually. Whoa. Very profound.
Well, there's the album cover.
Yeah, no doubt.
What's y'all's guy's favorite kind of machine gun?
Shooting
gun? AR-15?
Maybe. Ooh. I was thinking about y'all's next album cover actually
I hope
as
that's
being
a
like.
Machine gun.
The next album
cover. Tiffany's the only one who shoots guns here, so.
The next album cover for y'all would be a, like one of those Woolly Willies with a bald face and everything, except for like a
that's
black AR-15 like taped on his upper lip.
It's not a bad idea.
It's like in its mouth.
My favorite machine gun is the Mighty Club.
Oh.
I don't know if any of you guys are GoldenEye players from back in the day.
No, but that's a cool name.
The Mighty Club was the gun that when you shot at your enemies, it healed them.
That sounds awful.
That sounds awful.
I'm pretty sure that defeats the purpose of a machine gun.
Yeah, that's why the French lost the war.
The Mighty Club. That's why we call it the Mighty Club.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice.
Like it. You couldn't hold enough ammo to vanquish your enemies with this gun.
Well,
no, it sounds great.
Because it does the opposite.
Yeah,
it heals them.
Doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not my favorite machine gun.
That's mine. It's got a cool name.
It's my new favorite.
I just like the word club.
Yeah, it's a good solid
that's
word.
That's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good solid
maybe
word.
You guys have a song named club.
We could have named that one club, but it got named Florida Room.
I know, gosh.
Yeah.
Florida Room.
Beautiful things. So, okay, and, you know, after the album, you know, what's next for Machine Gun Mustache? You've been through some metamorphoses, you know, you guys thinking of kicking
2 minutes left.
These members out of the band.
Certainly,
and finding some new ones eventually?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Actually, all of us,
Same.
Is that the plan?
Yeah.
All digital.
Anybody in mind yet? Any replacements?
Prince.
In mind? Prince? That would be a score, if you guys could pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to get him to give up the cymbal and everything.
Yeah, that's true. That guy from earlier sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
What?
Rodney?
Radley?
Oh, Radley. He'll,
Radley,
yeah.
Million
if you can talk him, if you can talk him down from his price.
Yeah, that 1.5 mil flat.
He's a tough negotiator.
Mm.
And that doesn't get you much either, I don't think.
No, that's like per
single
song.
String lead.
Single string lead.
Single string lead.
Yeah. We're right here, guys.
No, I don't know. We just, you know, we keep moving forward, hopefully.
What's the biggest enemy of the band?
Ooh. Racism.
Good answer. Good answer.
I mean, honestly, time. The fact that we all have jobs.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great, Evan.
I mean, I didn't, real cool. I mean, you know, like, if we could just...
But real, you know.
Yeah, if I didn't work 40 hours a week, it was a lot more time to make music.
So if people named their price higher on the album on the Bandcamp,
uh-huh.
that would eventually...
Yeah,
there
you go. Yeah, liberate us. Help. Yes.
It's been a great show having you guys, Machine Gun Mustache, even though none of you know anything about machine guns and there's no mustaches.
We learned a lot about
mustaches. About mustaches, that's for sure.
I feel like me and you, Emmanuel, people hang on our fashion trends. Like, maybe we can bring that monkey tail mustache around.
Dude.
I'm in.
Like, I'm the only one who can't grow a beard in the band.
Monkey tail mustache growing competition.
There's lots of muted mustaches going around.
Yeah.
Muted mustaches.
I have a muted mustache.
I'm all in on the monkey sash.
The monkey tail mustache.
Done and done.
I'm in.
I'm down.
It's a thing. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Already in the works.
Also, I noticed that the French single hair mustache wasn't on the list.
I just lost all my female fans when I said I had no beard.
No, you didn't.
That's not true.
No. Don't beat yourself
you
up.
Have yeah, you lost them well before.
You're on the radio. Anybody
Thanks,
listening?
Justin, you always cheer me up, man.
Anybody listening that has never seen us in real life, we are all chiseled. We look great. None of us have shirts on right now, and half the show we're rubbing our chests in oil.
I'm wearing a shirt, for the record.
I played the violin with my abs.
It was quite impressive. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we are just about out of time, but we will see you back here next week, and go check out Machine Gun Mustache and the album on the internet, and tip your bartenders and your servers excessively and overpay for their music on their Bandcamp page.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Have a good night. This is Atomic by Lightfields here on Radio Rubber Room.
Super. We'll be right back.
WQ75 Beat Friendship, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.